WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to a radio show.
He's texting me my radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to me?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop pulled up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
What?
Oh, I got the pooper going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done the valley.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Saturday night, you know what I mean? It's time for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, cbradiolive.com, greatthegreatdebate.com, where we'll have the debate here in just a few moments. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. I am the producer, Sir Rock, and joined, as always, by the intern, Kane Kitten.
What's up, everyone? We got to win.
Did you get a win before an Battle Royale? The only Battle Royale experience is Cure to Code Rocket Second for 99% hashtag Epic Partner. We also has the Oxcore Soldier himself, Subway.
What's that?
So here's what we're doing tonight on the program. We're flipping things and doing things in reverse order. We're opening with the Greater Than Great Debate, which is NBA number one overall draft pick, so sports. We're then going to follow that up with the Intern's Corner and then end the show with a very quick Excalibur Challenge, making selections for AWA New Japan Pro Wrestling Forbidden Door, which is live on pay-per-view tomorrow night. 8 Eastern?
I can't even remember.
Check
when.
Your local listings for time availability and networks because reasons.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to prep the pick sheet just so we have it ready for when we do the challenge, only because... One, I need to make sure there's enough freaking spaces for 11 goddamn matches.
Is it 11 or is it 12?
Last I saw it was only 11, but they may have added one.
It's the company that likes to give you your money's worth, so I would assume it's more than that at this point in time.
They already have the pre-show, though.
I understand this, but they like to give you the best bang for your buck. Because reasons, that's what they do. It's kind of their gimmick. It's just sort of a thing. Okay, before we get into the debate, I just saw something on the interwebs that we need to talk about. Maury Povich is to launch at-home paternity test, fittingly called The Results Are In.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The former Maury host, 84, is partnering with the same DNA testing lab he relied on during the run of his daytime talk show. to settle all the paternity disputes, according to the company press release. During those often explosive segments of the show, Parvich would utter his famous phrase, "The results are in," before revealing the child's paternity. The company sentence release said, "New paternity test aims to provide families with affordable, accurate, and reliable paternity testing from the comfort of their homes." The release explained that the test will allow users to collect and submit their own DNA data samples without the need for assistance from a medical professional. It guaranteed that the test results would be available in up to 2 days and would be 99.99% accurate. "I've seen firsthand how DNA testing can change lives and bring families together," said Povich. "With the results are in, we're making it easier and more affordable than ever for people to get the answers they need." Dr. John Torres, senior medical correspondent for NBC News, told Today.com that at-home paternity tests are typically very reliable. Lori Povich will live on forever and ever with now his own paternity test. The results are in.
Oh, what the goddamn hell?
What?
14! 14 goddamn matches!
Are you surprised? Legitimately, are you surprised? Are you shocked by any of that?
That there's 14? No. But at the same time that it is that gluttonous, yes, a little bit, because that means they added 3 matches in the day leading up, and the question I have is, why?
Brent, they've done 10 matches this week. There were 4 announced.
You're
going to cut into your time earlier. You're cutting into your time. If you're going to rant now, do you want to save it for your 15 later?
Yes.
Later in the show. Later. Save it, bottle it all up, and just we're gonna unleash it all later. But let's get into the great debate.
It is time for the greater than the great debate.
Let's get into the NBA number 1 overall draft picks edition of the greater than great debate.
Okay, hang on. I'm pulling it up because...
You can follow along at greaterthangreatdebate.com.
All right. So we have your first picks in the NBA draft, Greater Than Great Debate.
Yep.
Starting off with round number 1, Brock's favorite, Ben Simmons, by the Philadelphia 76ers, taking on Patrick Ewing from the New York Knicks.
As much as I want to go Ben Simmons, It's Patrick Ewing.
Brock, I guess you could say that Ben Simmons is going to come up a little bit short.
Yeah, I think so. I think. Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, no, he's rimming it.
Sub?
Sure. I don't know. Sure.
Cool. All right.
Cade Cunningham from the Detroit Pistons takes on Kent Benson from the Milwaukee Bucks.
Detroit Pistons. Detroit Pistons. Best I got on that one.
Malice at the Palace.
We'll move on next.
Karl Anthony Towns from the Minnesota Timberwolves takes on Fred Hetzel from the San Francisco Warriors.
Warriors, come out and play, yay.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Not Cat.
So, Sub, you went with the Warrior guy?
Yes, he did.
The Warriors.
And so we gotta do the thing with the thing and then hold. That's the old wheel. Hold. Last time we used the wheel was this for this. And then wrong wheel. I say wrestler 2. We're not doing that one.
Wrestler 2.
No, wrong one.
Hey, wrestler 2!
Wrong one. This one? Yeah, this one.
Option 1.
Oh.
Karl Anthony Towns.
I prefer wrestler 2.
Yeah, but that was the wrong wheel. Sorry.
Anthony Edwards, not to be confused with the actor. Minnesota Timberwolves, John Wall. The Washington Wizards.
Through the window to the wall.
Wizards.
I'll go with the Memphis rap sheet.
John Wall moves on there.
Michael Olowokandi from the Los Angeles Clippers. David Robinson from the San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, Olowokandi though? I mean, it's Olowokandi. But no, it's David Robinson. It's David Robinson.
It's the Admiral.
Yeah. I mean, that was an easy one.
Okay, we have Oscar Robertson from the Cincinnati Royals taking on Glenn Robinson from the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oscar.
The Buck.
The Grouch.
Oscar moves on. I mean, remember he was part of that big three, him, Cassell, and Ray Allen in Milwaukee?
I don't know if you can call that a big three.
It was for the time
I don't
period.
Know if you can call it a big three.
For that time, it was a big three. It was for
Danny Manning for the Los Angeles Clippers Derek Coleman, the New Jersey Nets.
Talk about a big three, Derek Coleman. Man, we'll go Coleman, why not?
We're not talking paternity suits, Rock.
Oh, no? Still going with him.
Yeah, we'll go Coleman over Manning. Although Manning is pretty good.
Yeah, but his brothers have out laughed at him in the NFL. See what I...
Really? Really?
I see what I did there. Football.
Really?
Omaha? No? Okay.
No.
Next.
Okay, let me get back here. Blake Griffin from the Los Angeles Clippers. Bob Lanier from the Detroit Pistons.
This is an actual tough one.
The first one.
I'm going Blake, yeah.
I'll give a pity vote to Lanier.
It's not a pity vote when you go...
Option two.
Bob Lanier moves on next.
All right. Patrick Ewing, Cade Cunningham.
Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing moves on next.
Carl Anthony Towns, John Wall.
The cat.
Wall. He's shooting up the place.
What, is he still on Washington?
Option one.
Cat moves on.
I don't know if he's even still playing.
Think he is?
Most recently with the Clippers.
Well, that tells you how much people pay attention. He's only 30. Oh, he's only 32. Ooh.
Yep, but he's been passed around.
Bayo?
David Robinson, Oscar Robertson.
David.
Admiral.
First one?
Moves on, next.
Derek Coleman, Bob Lanier.
Lanier.
Bob.
Lanier. Oh, I forgot John Wall actually played for the Houston Rockets for 2 years.
Did he really?
Yep. And then earlier this year, he was traded to Houston, involved in a three-team trade with Memphis, and then was waived 3 days later.
God, why don't I remember that? Holy shit. All right, thanks. You do you, John Wall. You do you.
Patrick, you and Carl Anthony Towns.
Ewing. Like, technically, Chris Paul was just now on Washington Wizards.
Chris Paul was on four teams in 3 days or something.
Something ridiculous. And then there's the dude speaking of the draft, who wore the ruby red jacket.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see the...
I didn't watch the draft at all.
You didn't see the dude in the ruby red jacket?
No.
Oh my goodness. All right, you keep...
David Robinson, Bob Lanier.
His name's Grady Dick.
Bob.
Finding the picture for you.
Oh, no, I see it. Yeah.
That's
special.
Uh-huh. David Robinson moves on, but yeah, that's just...
Okay, here you go, Rock. Ewing Robinson.
Robinson, that was a no-brainer.
Rings.
Like, it's a great matchup, don't get me wrong, but it's David Robinson all day, all night. He moved on next.
Say yeah. All right. Magic Johnson, Larry Johnson.
Magic Johnson. That's an easy one.
Showtime. Magic. Hey, Grandma was not a bad player.
No, but Magic.
Just saying.
But Magic, it's Magic, though.
I get it. I voted Magic. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. It's Magic.
Kwame Brown for the Washington Wizards.
Oh, God.
Andrew Bogut, Milwaukee Bucks.
Neither? No, Bogut.
Wizards.
Kwame Brown. He had, like, potential to be something.
Well, he was like one of those first big kids coming out of high school.
Yeah, he was like going to be that big power forward center that was just going to take over and made a lot of money. Not very talented.
Then he realized what was in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Next. It's matchup.
No, I see something later and I'm just going to read it as is. LeBron James for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Bill McGill for the Chicago Zephyrs.
LeBron James.
The second one.
King James.
LeBron James was on it.
All right. Kenyon Martin for the New Jersey Nets. Brad Daugherty for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Kenyon Martin.
Kenyon
Cavaliers.
Martin.
Magical Wheel of Fun.
Option two.
That would be
Brad Daugherty.
That's an upset, I think.
All right. Walt Bellamy for the Chicago Packers. James Worthy for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Packers.
Worthy. Showtime.
James moves on next.
Yao Ming for the Houston Rockets. Zion Williams for Anthony Edwards.
Oops.
Yao Ming.
That was the thing I saw earlier.
Oops. It's called. I was deleting shit as I was going. Yao Ming.
Yao Ming because Zion is still too hurt.
Is he even healthy? And they want to pay him extra money too. Like, God, just being talented and not showing up all the time. God,
he doesn't put it in every week.
No, but we are joined by the Godfather of Extreme Rep Parks.
Did I say I was going to be on time? What I really meant was,
did you say
I'm going to have
time?
A great time?
There you go. Did you say on time? I don't remember. You said on time.
I mean, You really ever on time?
I mean,
well, according to 12:30-ish, she's on time. He's early. If we went by the old schedule.
You said you'll be around tonight. You never said on time.
All right.
So you're good. Okay. You're good. You're good. You made it. You're perfect. All right. Let's continue on. The first rounders for the NBA draft. Pick them.
John Lucas for the Houston Rockets. Kazi Russell for the New York Knicks.
John Lucas.
Lucas.
Oh, Russell.
The second one.
John Lucas moves on next.
Larue Martin for the Portland Trail Blazers. Anthony Bennett, Cleveland Cavaliers.
Sorry. Cavaliers. Larue
Martin.
Rob.
I'm going to go with the Rage and Gage.
Moves on next.
Magic Johnson, Andrew Bogut.
Magic Johnson.
Magic.
Who are our choices?
Magic Johnson, Magic. Andrew Bogut.
Magic.
Clean sweep for Magic. Next.
LeBron James, Brad Doherty.
LeBron James.
King.
Doherty.
I really don't know who that first guy you're talking about is. He was really in the NBA draft.
Number one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take him. He sounds like he was a good...
His potential, maybe?
Sounds like he was a mediocre guy.
Next.
James Worthy, Yao Ming.
Ooh. I'm a big Yao guy, so go Yao.
Worthy.
Yao.
Yao moves on. Next.
Yao Ming.
John Lucas, Ming. LaRue Martin.
John Lucas.
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 Moves on. Next.
Magic Johnson, LeBron James.
Ooh. This is a debate people have about Magic the water cooler of who's better and things. And
you believe in Magic, don't you?
We'll go to LeBron James.
Magic
King.
Magic Johnson moves on next.
Yao Ming, John Lucas.
Yao Ming. Right?
Yao.
Yao moves on next.
Yogi Bear.
Magic Yao.
Magic.
Magic.
Yaoanoids.
Magic moves on. Ooh, that's a good semifinal. Ooh.
All right, back into round number one. Elton Brand for the Chicago Bulls. Ralph Sampson for the Houston Rockets.
Elton Brand?
Sampson.
Rockets.
Elton Brand?
Elton Brand lost to Ralph Sampson. Next.
David Thompson for the Atlanta Hawks. Really, do I even have to announce it? Allen Iverson, the Philadelphia 76ers.
Talking about practice. Philadelphia. Not a game. Practice.
Redacted.
Who's on next?
Bill Walton, the Portland Trail Blazers. Purvis Ellison, the Sacramento Kings.
Bill Walton. Kings.
Hey, Rock. Glockenspiel.
Bill Walton moves on next.
Mark Aguirre, the Dallas Mavericks. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Kareem fella.
Abdul-Jabbar.
He seems like he would be a big to-do.
Luol Cinder.
By that name, no. Jabbar.
Kareem the Dream?
Moves on next.
Look at that second round matchup. Doug Collins, the Philadelphia 76ers. Elgin Baylor, the Minneapolis Lakers.
Lakers.
Baylor.
We'll throw one for Doug Collins, why not?
Of course you are.
Feeling is good. Yeah, we lost. So next. I knew that was coming. I was going to throw the pity vote.
Anthony needs to lose 10 pounds Davis from the New Orleans Pelicans. Markel Fultz, the Philadelphia 76ers.
Fultz is playing great for the Orlando Magic. Great for them. Go Anthony Davis.
How are those free throws coming?
Gonna go Anthony Davis though. On that one. You going Davis, Brent?
I'll go Davis, even though he's got issues.
Next.
Art Heyman, the New York Knicks. Dwight Howard, the Orlando Magic.
Dwight
Magic.
I'll go Dwight back when he was with his first team, not his 12th.
He hangs around.
Is he still in the league?
He was a year ago.
Okay. Austin Carr, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Wow, they're on this list a lot. takes on the oldest 18-year-old draft, or oldest like 20-year-old drafted in the NBA draft, Greg Oden, the Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, man, he had like the potential to be something.
Dude, that guy, when he got drafted, looked like he was 40.
That too.
He looked like and had the body of a 40-year-old, but was only 20.
The second one.
Brent, you're going Greg Oden?
I'll go Greg Oden.
Rob?
Yeah, I'll go with him when he was with the Lakers.
Oh my god, he's only 35, Rock. I'm still older than Greg Oden.
Next.
And She hasn't played as of 2016, which was in China. So into the second round matchups.
One leg. Hold on. One leg was 1 inch longer than the other.
Oh, God. Well, that might have caused some issues. Ralph Sampson, Alan
Iverson. Alan Iverson.
Alan.
AI moves on next.
Bill Walton, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And go.
Kareem.
Roger.
Curry moves on next.
Elgin Baylor, Anthony Davis.
Davis.
Baylor.
Oh, don't go again.
Who we got?
Elgin Baylor moved on. You get on this one.
Dwight Howard, Greg Oden.
Ooh, Howard.
Dwight Howard.
Dwight.
Wait, Rock, I'm just getting word he got traded to the New Orleans Pelicans just now.
Nice. Big opportunity.
Allen Iverson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem.
Allen.
Really, Rock?
I'm going to stick with my guy. Yeah.
You can stay with your guy. It's Kareem.
You ever seen a naked man in a Turkish bathhouse?
You like gladiator movies?
So Kareem moves on next.
Elgin Baylor, Dwight Howard.
Hey. Dwight.
No.
No.
What's that?
Elgin Baylor. That was good.
Elgin.
She's like, no, he's picky, stupid, he was wrong. Next.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Elgin Baylor.
Kareem.
Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem.
Moves on, next.
All right, final set of round number ones. Andrea Bagnani, the Toronto Raptors, Kyrie Irving, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
The Raptors.
Via Boston, via Texas, via L.A., via LeBron James. Kyrie.
I'll go Kyrie and the Flat Earth.
All right, he's one of them.
What are you talking about, Rock?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. He'd just be one of them. Next.
Question for another episode.
Yeah. We'll do a whole
debate on Flat Earthers.
Yeah.
Hey Rob, let's say you have a soccer ball and you pour water over it. Does the water stay? Tim Duncan from the San Antonio Spurs takes on Andrew Wiggins from the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cavaliers.
Duncan. Moves on next.
Joe Smith from the Golden State Warriors. Joe Barry. Carol from the Golden State Warriors.
Joe Smith.
The second one.
Barry.
Oh, Barry.
Moves on next. Ooh.
Shaquille O'Neal, the Orlando Magic, Hakeem Olajuwon, the Houston Rockets.
This is a semifinal in the first round. Shaq.
Olajuwon.
Shaq moves on next.
Elvin Hayes from the San Diego Rockets, Chris Webber, the Orlando Magic.
I thought he meant O for O'Neal. No, it's the Dream. Be more specific in your messages. Yeah, submit. So Shaq lost. Next. Weber.
Webby.
Moves on next.
Derrick Rose from the Chicago Bulls. Jimmy Walker from the Detroit Pistons.
Is Derrick Rose
not that Jimmy Walker.
Is Derrick Rose still playing? I think.
Yes, he is. He just got released, I believe.
He's not playing anymore.
Yet.
Actually, let me see the news. Yeah.
So injury prone. He could have been something.
He just got released by the New York Knicks.
Like, he tore his knees against the Sixers one season in the playoffs, and he was never the same again.
The Knicks declined his $15.6 million team option. Wonder why.
No wonder.
He was lucky he ever made it into a regular season. He used to get damn leg injuries every practice. Oh.
Michael Thompson, the Portland Trailblazers, Jim Barnes, the New York Knicks. Thompson.
Thompson moves on next.
DeAndre Ayton, the Phoenix Suns. Bob Boozer, the Cincinnati Royals.
Bob Boozer, why not?
Royals.
Ayton.
Carlos Boozer's long lost great grandfather.
There you go, and he moves on next.
Kyrie Irving, Tim Duncan.
Duncan,
hands down.
Duncan had no personality, but great at basketball. Next.
Joe Barry, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Hakeem. Brent?
Hakeem.
Moves on, next.
Chris Webber, Derrick Rose.
C-Web.
Webber.
Webber.
Never. I hardly knew her.
Next.
Dad joke right there.
That was... Mm-hmm.
Michael Thompson, Bob Boozer.
Shame you missed him last week, Rob.
I want to get into it.
It was Brent's favorite. He
enjoyed, oh, yeah, you know it.
He enjoyed himself some dad jokes. Thompson, right?
Thompson.
We'll move it on next.
Tim Duncan, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Duncan.
Duncan.
We'll move on next.
Chris Webber, Michael Thompson.
Webber.
C-Web.
Webber.
Well, that doesn't sound good. Oh. Webber moves on next.
Yeah, that's right where it needs to be now.
Tim Duncan, Chris Webber.
Duncan.
Webber.
Duncan.
My favorite person not to play in NBA Jam.
Which was who?
Duncan.
Next. Semifinals.
Semifinals round, or the first matchup, David Robinson, Magic Johnson.
Ooh.
Magic Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson.
Magic.
Next.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Tim Duncan.
Kareem.
Kareem.
Okay, wait, Rock, do you notice something?
No, what?
Matchup number one, Lakers versus Spurs. Matchup number two, what eventually became a Laker versus a Spur.
And now, for third, it's Spur versus Spur.
Third place, Tim Duncan, David Robinson.
Duncan.
Robinson.
Robinson set the table. Duncan served.
Rob.
Or Robinson.
Okay, Robinson moves on in third place. And main event.
And in your main event, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Sub.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Rob.
Jabberwocky.
I'm going Magic. Brent.
Well, Cinder.
Is your winner. Not bad. Not bad debate whatsoever. All right. We ready to do the corner?
As ready as we'll ever be.
All right. Let's dive into the intern corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, I mean, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
And what do we have in the corner tonight?
All right, so we've got some wrestling history, we have some celebrity birthdays, and then we have a quick movie to talk about before we get into a quick rant later. So, first up, this week in wrestling history, there's a couple of notable examples. First up, June 9th, 1994. Owen Hart wins the King of the Ring tournament and then proclaims himself the, quote, King of Hearts. Nothing ever came from that.
No.
June 20th, 2013, at an NXT taping, Paige defeated Emma in the finals to become the first ever NXT Women's Champion.
Okay.
Now she's doing something in AEW. Not sure what, but she's doing something.
And she was on TV tonight. She was there.
She attempted to make a run-in.
I mean, she was there.
She was there. June 21st, 1993, the 1-2-3 Kid and Razor Ramon fought to a no contest after the Kid left with $10,000 of Razor's money in a rematch to their infamous upset match 5 weeks earlier.
Good for her.
June 23rd, 1996, Steve Austin wins the King of the Ring tournament and just so happens to cut a promo afterwards.
What?
Yeah.
I had no idea what promo you could be referring to.
Something about...
It wasn't memorable at all.
No.
Something about a Bible and Jake Roberts and John 3:16.
Something.
Nothing ever came from it.
He'd convert to Buddhism.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. Yeah.
Buddha 3:16. June 23rd, 2003. Kane unmasked at the end of Monday Night Raw after losing to Triple H in a mask versus title match. I always remember when he unmasked because, one, he had all of that black makeup underneath.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird. And two, he had that wonky bit on the back of his head that had his hair, but the top was completely shaved. And it's great, like, watching the, what's that A&E series? Like the Icons or something? You know what I mean, Rock?
Something like that.
But whatever their idols or icon series, like, you hear him talk about it and, like, having to tell his wife, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna shave my head. And she's like, what?
I don't know. And then it was weird because it was half shaven and...
Yeah. June 23rd, 2016, the Cruiserweight Classic first kicked off at Full Sail University, with the first round matches being taped. This tournament included the likes of people such as Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, Zack Sabre Jr., Kota Ibushi, and many other future Cruiserweight / 205 Live stars. Kota Ibushi and Zack Sabre in a WWE ring. That's still a little weird to hear.
Still, and one of them will be competing tomorrow night at Forbidden Door, which we'll talk about here in a minute.
Yeah, not Kota Ibushi.
Spoiler.
Well, Zack Sabre Jr. has already been announced to be.
It was a joke.
I understand. June 24th, 2001 saw the King of the Ring pay-per-view with the unfortunate match of Shane versus Kurt Angle in a street fight.
It wasn't unfortunate. It was a good match. It just got dropped on his head.
It was the unfortunate part was they chose the wrong door.
Well, that's just stupidity.
That was one was rigged with sugar glass. One was an actual, like, plastic door. And Kurt tried to put him through the plastic door. And poor Shane just bounced. All right. Celebrity birthdays. First up, John Goodman.
He was just in the news recently for something. He's what, 68?
70.
Rob, you want to give it a go?
Left for me to say 69.
Nice.
71.
Close. I was actually thinking he was a little older than that.
Next up, former wife of Tom Cruise, escapist from Scientology, Nicole Kidman.
Glad you were specific on who? The person who escaped from him.
Who is it?
Nicole Kidman.
Mm.
50. 50? 56?
Okay. Subset 50.
55.
56. Next up, we have the star of Guardians of the Galaxy. He was on Parks and Rec. He's most recently the voice of Mario from the Super Mario Brothers movie, Chris Pratt.
45.
40. Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
Yes.
What'd you say, sub?
48.
And Rock said 45.
47.
44. Next up, he is the former host of Total Request Live, Carson Daly.
God, it's going to pain.
No, I thought you were about to say Jesse Camp.
God. It's going to pain me to know how old Carson Daly is. 48.
Okay.
How old? What'd you say?
48.
Said 48.
Pat says 55. 48. He's not 55.
I'll go 49.
Subs is 49.
47?
50!
Damn, I was going to say that too.
All right, next up, we have a singer. We have someone who performed, well, not performed, she attended the very first WrestleMania. I can't remember if she's a Hall of Famer or not. Cyndi Lauper.
I don't think she is yet.
Cyndi Lauper. Go 71.
70. And you know, fucking Becky Lynch did a good job playing her in that, The Rock.
The Young Rock
show.
The show that's no longer around.
Oh, did they cancel it?
Yep.
Oh, I like that show. I was enjoying it.
Well, you know, they made so many episodes, they couldn't necessarily call it Young Rock anymore.
You couldn't smell what he was cooking anymore. That was the problem. Everyone put a guess in?
I'll go 69.
Yeah, I said 71.
All right. 70. Subs guess 70. And finally, from the newest version of Night Court and The Big Bang Theory, Melissa Rauch.
Oh, I fucked the shit out of her.
42?
45.
41.
43. And finally, for our movie of the night, again, we're going to be really quick about it, and in line with our NBA tournament theme, we're actually going to go to the ABA and talk about Semi-Pro from 2008. So a couple of pieces of trivia for it. Number one, Will Ferrell stated that this would be his last sports-related comedy that he does. This was the last film that was done under New Line Cinema before it was bought out by Warner Brothers. Aside from the Flint Tropics, all of the other team names and uniforms were actually the same as the real ABA. In the film, Jackie Moon said that he had never vomited before, not even as a baby. In reality, Will Ferrell suffered from pyloric stenosis, a condition that causes frequent vomiting, especially as a baby. A scar on his upper right abdomen from the surgery he had to treat this condition appears in this and many of his other films. And then finally, in April of 2008, Rocky the Grizzly Bear, who is the one that wrestles Jackie Moon, unfortunately killed Stephen Miller, one of his trainers and a cousin of Will Ferrell's stunt double, by biting him on the neck. And that's the Intern's Corner.
That is, in fact, the Intern's Corner. So, I would like to remind everybody, by the way, we will be live next Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of CB Radio, CBRadio.com, GreatDebate.com, with another debate. And all that fun stuff, and we'll have a whole fun week of programming and chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Game. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rocket Socket to $4.99 shop because we got a hashtag every partner. These are the plugs. Getting them out of the way. Reminder, there is no WTR tomorrow because we're watching Forbidden Door and all that fun things. So what is about to happen for those tuning in for the first time and unaware of what we're about to do? We are doing what we call we've now dubbed the Excalibur Challenge. We are going to go through the upcoming AEW for New Japan Pro Wrestling Forbidden Door pay-per-view, which is airing tomorrow night live on pay-per-view, and giving our predictions. Now, you say, whoa, aren't you guys making predictions? Well, here's the thing. We have 15 minutes to talk about it. That's it. 15 minutes. There's a clock on your screen on twitch.tv/WTLive. Once that clock hits zero, we're done. An outro will play. We're gone. That's it. Over. If we don't get through it all, well, then here, that's where we're at. So Brent has all the time in the world to give us a preview and talk all the things and get us set.
A minute-ish a match.
Because it's 14 matches in 15 minutes?
Yep.
So, with that, the Excalibur Challenge starts now.
All right, so we're going to go over 14 goddamn matches. Why? Because AEW cannot say no to putting a match on. This is going to be a 5-hour show, unfortunately. And so with that being said, we've got to get started. First up, we have a first round matchup in the Women's Owen Hart Cup Tournament first round matchup. Athena from Ring of Honor takes on Billy Starks, who just graduated high school. So, no build, no nothing. This is just the Owen Hart Women's Tournament first round matchup. Athena, Billy Starks. Who are we going with?
I would assume this is going to be one of the pre-show.
Yes, this is the first pre-show match.
Okay, it's the pre-show match. Got it. We're going to go Athena.
Sup?
Athena.
Rob?
Sure, why not? We'll go all three. Athena.
I'm going Athena as well.
Casey goes Starks.
Okay, because someone needs to take her. Next up, we have the United Empire. Jeff Cobb, Kyle Fletcher, and TJP taking on Los Ingobernables de Japón, which is Shingo Takagi, Bushi, and Hiromu Takahashi.
Hell yeah.
This is all New Japan.
We'll go with United Empire.
I'm going United Empire because TJP is the only real person I know, and Jeff Cobb, who is kind of bargain basement Bronson Reed.
Rob's going.
When Jeff Cobb in the Lucha Underground?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rob is going.
TJP had a cool intro in the video game, WWE 20 or 19, whatever he was in.
I'll go with Happy Family number 5.
Cage went Team Shingo.
Okay, so he goes Ingobernables. So, Rob, which one is yours? United Empire or Japan?
Japan.
Rob's burning your time up.
He's totally killing your time.
Rob's going to strange fit. Sub.
The Japanese.
Okay, so not TJP. Got it.
Boy, now you're burning up your own time. Let's go.
Stu Grayson takes on El Fantasmo in a singles match. I know Stu Grayson. Oh. I don't know El Fantasmo.
El Fantasmo.
The Mask of the Phantasm.
Okay, I'm going to go Stu.
And Cage goes Phantasmo.
All right, I'm the only one taking Stu. Awesome.
He's from Vancouver.
Stu Tomatoes.
All right, and your final pre-show matchup, the Mogul Embassy, Swerve Strickland, Tao Leona, and Bishop Khan takes on Roppongi Vice, Rocky Romero, Trent Beretta, and El Desperado, which I'm guessing that was supposed to be Bandito, but Bandito got hurt.
We're going Mogul Embassy. Team Swear for Cache.
Okay, Embassy. Rob?
I'll take Bandito.
Okay, Bandito's hurt, but we'll give you Roppongi.
There you go. So we are now finally hit the end of the pre-show. Four matches on the pre-show, by the way. Four on the pre-show, so they're just going to keep throwing action at you. Now we have 11 matches in 11 minutes. Let's rock and roll.
All right. So first up, we've got 10 matches.
10 matches. 10 matches. All right.
First up, we have the big one, which is for the IWGP United States Heavyweight Championship. Kenny Omega, the champion, takes on Will Ospreay.
So didn't these two meet before?
They did meet before, and Kenny Omega busted open Will Ospreay.
So it's a revenge matchup.
In theory.
Ospreay.
In theory, it's about revenge. Okay, I can dig that.
Did you say Austin Theory was in this match?
Will Ospreay.
A-Town Down? Was that where you come with on that one? Casey goes Ospreay to recapture the gold. I am going to go with Kenny Omega to retain his championship.
Okay, Rock is going Omega. Rob?
I'll go DP.
Kenny Omega.
Okay, Omega.
So, Brent, do me a favor. Because you're running it from Wiki, right?
Yes.
Go to the bottom, work your way back up.
Okay, next up, we have a match that was just announced on Rampage, I believe.
Yep.
Adam Cole takes on Filthy Tom Lawler.
So, MJ.
MLW.
To give the backstory, so since Adam Cole agreed to something for MJF, his new partner, MJF, now agreed to something for Adam Cole, and that was having a match at Forbidden Door. So that's why he's got Tom Lawler. There's your backstory. Give people some knowledge about the show. Not just picks, but Adam Cole, baby.
Adam Cole.
Case went Adam Cole, baby. Rob went?
Boom.
Sure, I'll go Lawler.
Filthy okay. Tom Lawler for Rob.
I think I heard Sub go boom.
Okay.
Boom.
Yep. Okay. Next up, for your AEW Women's World Championship, we have Toni Storm taking on IWGP something never open whatever weight champion, Willow Nightingale.
Was supposed to be Sasha Banks.
I don't know if it was. It might have been supposed to be Sasha Banks.
The title.
Yeah, I don't know if this match was supposed to be Sasha. Would be cool if it was. We're going Toni Storm and
Sasha. Is there any up for grabs?
What was that?
Is any title up for grabs?
The AEW Women's Championship.
Yeah, Willow ain't getting that. But I do pick Willow. I think Willow will win, but I don't know. I like her, but I don't think she'll get that title. You know what I'm saying? Especially she's got her own title, doing her own thing.
So
actually, Toni.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, Toni Storm. There we go.
Case went Toni Storm as well.
Okay, Rob?
Willow and who?
Toni Storm.
Yeah, I'll go with Willow.
All right, next up, we have in a four-way match for the AEW International Championship, Orange Cassidy, the champion, takes on Shibata, who is the pure champion of Ring of Honor, Daniel Garcia, and Zack Sabre Jr., the IWGP Television Champion. So three people in this match already have belts, one of which is being fought for. And Shibata and Orange Cassidy fought last year at Forbidden Door.
No.
So, this is the one title on this show that I could see changing hands. But I think they want to continue the run of Orange Cassidy, so I'm going with Orange Cassidy. So, okay.
I think it's going to be Cassidy. I think he's getting more and more desperate, but...
Yeah.
What's up?
He's a Cassidy. I think Garcia eats the pin.
Okay.
I think that's why he's in this match.
Yeah. Rob?
Who we got?
It's Orange Cassidy taking on Daniel Garcia, taking on Zack Sabre Jr., taking on Shibata.
I'll take Shibata. It's a lovely bread.
All right, next up, we have the Blackpool Combat Club. John Moxley, Wheeler Yuta, Claudio Castagnoli, Konosuke Takeshita, and Shota Umino taking on the Elite. Hangman Page, the Young Bucks, Eddie Kingston, and just announced Tomohiro Ishii in a 10-man tag.
Wow.
Blackpool.
Boy, you know, Eddie and Mox will be going in all over the arena. Mm-hmm.
So, Black
Claudio Cesaro, Rob. I'm gonna go with the Mox and Cesaro and all them.
So, the first Blackpool Combat Club just suffered their first loss two weeks ago to the Elite. This is the first time the Blackpool Combat Club lost a match that John Moxley was in a tag team situation. So they're probably gonna get their win back over the Elite.
Wait, when did the Blackpool Combat Club lose to the Elite?
2 weeks ago?
Okay, yeah, not at the pay-per-view.
No, it was the first time on TV. It was the 6-man or whatever. First time Mox on in the tag match lost when he was a part of it.
Okay.
So I'm going BCC, so will Cash.
Right, hurry up.
I'm going BCC as well. Okay. Rob?
5-4-3-2-1. Move on to the next one. We'll get this later. Next.
All right. The La Suzuki.
I'll go BBC.
Okay, La Suzuki. Suzuki.
That's okay. Good one, Rob.
La Suzuki Gods, Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara, Minoru Suzuki take on Sting, Darby Allin, and just announced Tetsuya Naito.
Sting, because Sting never loses.
We're going to go with the God.
Okay, Sub's going Gods. Rock's going Team Sting.
Because Sting never loses.
Well, I'm going Sting and Naito because I don't think Naito's going to lose here either.
Okay, she goes, Sting!
All right. Rob?
I'll go with the Crow.
All right. Next up, in your opening contest after all the pre-shows, for your AEW World Championship, MJF takes on Hiroshi Tanahashi.
So, according to MJF, the AEW World Heavyweight Champion, New Japan Pro Wrestling is an indie fed. So he really wanted no part of this match. Adam Cole talked him into this match after it was already made, but he agreed to fight in the match, so all the things.
Indie league, huh?
The indie, yeah. New Japan is indie, yeah. Indie level. There
they
is,
feel that comment.
There is no way that MJF is going to lose this match. But then again, they could surprise it. Like, legitimately. If it's because it's the opener, they could do a really fast swerve and Tanahashi wins. And the crowd goes crazy and they do the rematch next Saturday on Collision for the World Heavyweight title. I don't see that happening, but we're going to go with MJF. So, okay.
I'm going MJF. What's up?
He went
MJF. MJF.
Rob?
That sounds like solid booking. I'll go MJF.
So we got 2.5 minutes for 2 matches before we're off there.
First up, for your IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, we have Sanada taking on Jungle Boy Jack Perry with Hook in his corner.
So, common sense would make you believe that Hook will cost Jungle Jack Perry by accident. Like, he would be looking around, Jack Perry was like, where was your help? Could have used you. Kind of how that goes, I think.
Yeah. And I think he loses.
I think Jack Perry then questions his whole, what is it? Jungle Hook? Is that the gimmick?
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Jungle Hook. I'm going to go Sonata. Former TNA Impact Wrestling legend Sonata for the win. So will Kenji.
He was in TNA?
Yeah. Long time ago.
Okay. Sub, you're going?
The old TNA guy.
Okay. Rob?
Sonata.
All right. And your final matchup that we're going to talk about, the main event, Bryan Danielson, Kazuchika Okada.
I mean, for people, this is a dream match. And I mean a dream match. The problem with it is...
I mean, you can fall asleep for it?
Maybe for some, since it'll probably be on at 11:30 at night.
After 13 other matches.
After 13 other matches on the show.
Punk?
What was that?
Punk?
No.
Huh.
Did we do the Punk match, or did we skip the Punk match?
It's not on the sheet.
I'm looking at Wiki.
Oh, no, there it is. Yeah, we skipped it.
Oh,
CM
no.
CM Punk versus Kojima.
Oh, Punk.
In a first-round matchup of the Owen Hart Classic.
We all forgot Punk. Oh, crap. Punk match. Punk.
Punk.
Evocation said Punk.
Rob. Gojira.
There you go. Brent.
All right.
I'll go...
I said Punk.
Our main event, Danielson.
Okada.
Oh no, hold on. Fuck it, we're done. WildTalkRadio.com